It's Thursday, May 12th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 13 Christians in India's Uttar Pradesh state are in jail on false charges of forced conversions. One of the men, who has been in prison for over 3 months, told International Christian Concern, quote, "My wife and I were both in the jail at the same time, and there was much delay in getting the bail. But I saw God was working even in that situation. I was able to take the scriptures into the jail for the 3 months I was there. I took Bibles to study and conducted worship for people who are in the jail," end quote. There have already been 130 reported incidents of persecution in the Uttar Pradesh state of India during the first quarter of this year. Acts 16, verse 25 says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." The United Kingdom signed defense treaties with Sweden and Finland yesterday. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, quote, "What it says is that in the event of a disaster or in the event of an attack on either of us, then we will come to each other's assistance, including with military assistance," end quote. The move comes as Sweden and Finland consider joining NATO after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A report from the news outlet Vice found that the Centers for Disease Control bought location data harvested from tens of millions of phones to analyze Americans' compliance with COVID-19 lockdowns. The CDC used COVID-19 as a reason to purchase the data more quickly, but the report shows the government agency intended to use the information for other purposes as well. The CDC created over 20 use cases for the location data, which, shockingly, included monitoring visits to churches and places of worship. The U.S. Senate voted 51-49 yesterday against a radical pro-abortion bill, deceptively titled the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill would legalize the murder of unborn babies up to birth, strike down state anti-abortion laws, and make it illegal for state representatives to introduce anti-abortion legislation. To his credit, Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia joined all 50 Republican senators to vote against the bill. Listen to his comments on Fox News.
"Make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It's an expansion. It wipes 500 state laws off the books. It expands abortion."
Join me and send Senator Manchin a thank you email. You can keep it short. One or two sentences is sufficient. Mine said, quote, "Wow, I am so thankful that you voted no on that crazy abortion until birth bill, which would also somehow prohibit states from passing pro-life laws. You are a wise man, Senator Manchin. Thanks for protecting the unborn babies. We appreciate you more than you can know," end quote. Or you and the kids can send a physical thank you note to Senator Joe Manchin, 306 Hart Senate Office Building, Washington, D.C., 20510. Tech billionaire Elon Musk agreed to a $44 billion acquisition of Twitter last month to make it a free speech platform. If the deal goes through, Musk told a Financial Times conference that he would reverse the social media company's permanent ban on former President Donald J. Trump.
"It was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. He is now going to be on Truth Social, as will a large part of the right in the United States. And so I think this could end up being, frankly, worse than having a single forum where everyone can debate."
A report by Lifeway Research found that 75% of Protestant pastors say apathy or lack of commitment is a people dynamic they find challenging in their churches. Other people dynamic issues pastors face from their congregations include strong opinions about non-essentials, resistance to change in the church, political views, unrealistic expectations of the pastor, and caring too much about people's approval or criticism. However, apathy was the most pressing issue for pastors. Romans 12, verse 11 says, "Do not be slothful in zeal, Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. And finally, in God's providence, a passenger with no flying experience successfully landed a small private plane at a Florida airport on Tuesday after the pilot became incapacitated. Air traffic controller Robert Morgan, a certified flight instructor, was able to guide the passenger to make a safe landing. Listen to the incredible audio from the cockpit and the control tower.
I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane.
Oh, Roger, what's your position?
I have no idea. I see the coast of Florida in front of me, and I have no idea.
So maintain wings level and just try to follow the coast, either north or southbound. We're trying to locate you. Continue the slow descent until you get to 5,000 feet and just continue northbound over the beach, and we'll get you further instructions to get you toward an airport.
Morgan said it was a perfect landing, saying, quote, I felt like I was going to cry then because I had so much adrenaline built up. I was really happy that it worked out and that nobody got hurt, end quote. No news on the pilot's condition or the name of the man who landed the plane. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, May 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.